Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's January 11, 2024, and tonight we're premiering one of our new shorter events. I just did a member survey right at the end of last year, and one of the questions I asked was, would you like occasional shorter events, maybe that run less than an hour, say 30, 45 minutes? And a significant percentage said, yes, we would like shorter events. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're taking our unconditional love immersion, which usually runs about an hour, and we're chopping it down to 45 minutes or so. So save you a little bit of time. And of course, if you're doing this on the replay, that makes it a little more manageable to do that. So one shift I'm going to make because of that is I'm going to, instead of calling the allies one woman by name, I'm going to call them all as a group right away. And that will save us a few minutes and give us a little more time to get into the old UCI. All right. So I'm going to ask you always to, as always with experiential events, full attention, please. Act like you're right here in the room with me. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. And you're as participatory whether you're live or on the recording. All right. I just briefly want to thank the folks who are here on the live call. We have Carmen, Carrie, Cass, Jim, Deborah, Eric, Greg, James, Jeannie, Jen, Jennifer, Jesse, Lauren, Phyllis, Renate, and Richard. So welcome one and all, and equally welcoming all of you folks who are doing this for your recording. So please close your eyes while I do the short version of setting up the container. Allies, please come. Thank you. Please create a safe container for us to work in. Thank you. Anyone on the call who would like to call any additional allies of your own? Y'all know the ones I usually call. If you have additional, then please invite them in now if they're of high vibration and benevolent intent. Thank you. Allies, please make any adjustment to this container so it is optimally tuned for this unconditional love immersion event. Thank you. Alrighty. Let's do our embodied awakening. We're all going to do the embodied awakening invocation. I'll assume you're familiar with it. If not, just play along. So to your higher self, you're going to invite it into your body, human body, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Please repeat after me, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Just relax, be passive, and let it come to you. The less your ego does, other than just feeling energy, the quicker it works. If you can't feel energy, you just feel your breath come and go on its own. Alrighty. You're in embodied awakening when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Just take a note to see if you're fully there or at least more in that direction. Alrighty. So, however embodied awake you are, we're ready to move forward. So, unconditional love immersion. The idea here is to move as deep into unconditional love as possible. My experience of this level is that it just loves everything. That's why it's unconditional. And it loves without regard. It loves the dark as much as the light, evil as much as good. It just embraces it all without preference. Now, your human part might have a hard time with this. The part of you you awaken to in this higher level does not. So you can be both. You can be the higher level of consciousness, unconditionally accepting everything without distinction. And your human, like mine, can still have a very clear preference for the path of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. And both these things can be true at the same time. If there's one thing that's true about awakening, it's full of paradox. So I hope that makes clear what this does. Now, you may or may not be ready to move to that unconditional love level, but if not, then you will get whatever awakening you can receive, and you will also possibly get some cleanup or healing to move you closer to the ability to get to that level of unconditional love. So that means that your experience tonight might be really blissful and ecstatic. There might be some challenge. There might be some strong healing that happens. Everyone's going to get a unique experience based on what they need in the moment. The allies always know what we need, whether we're live or in the recording. So I invite you, as we do this, to just be open to whatever happens, whether it feels good or not. And please move into whatever you're receiving with no preference, to the best of your ability. All righty. So let's invoke this. So I invite you to repeat after me, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please. This or something better. Thank you. All right. The rest is just relaxing. So let the words go. Become completely passive. And just whatever you feel happening in your body and or your energy bodies at different levels or the levels themselves, just feel whatever you feel. You'll probably have the best and most helpful experience if you focus on feeling the body or energy levels. And if there's imagery or thought that happen, they're welcome to be in the field with us, but I recommend not making them the focus. If you notice imagery or thought, just kind of say, oh, they're there. And then just come back to feeling, somatically or energetically. Yeah, that, no, the energy's becoming quite nice now. And again, because of the new time limit on this event, we will be completely done with our process and have the Mesa closed by 45 minutes. That's 35 minutes from now. So just relax, and the allies will pack as much goodness into that time window as they can. And the more passive you are, the more of that benefit you are likely to get. Feel whatever's happening. And just let it roll. I'm feeling a lot of healing energy. So, whatever the body wants to do to release energy, just let it do it. Whether that's shaking, crying, making sound, physical motions, anything the body wants to do is fine. Yeah, I was just saying, we don't have a lot of time. We better get to work here. Taking the time window as a delightful challenge. Okay, personally, I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy draining out my hands and feet now. Let me know a lot of you folks are having that experience too. Again, if you're having heavy energy drainage, if it feels a little uncomfortable, that's perfect. The allies are getting stuff out of the way that's preventing you from moving more fully into unconditional love. So the healings can be challenging, but they're very good medicine. They clear the decks for deeper awakenings. Now my body's starting to feel more like energy than flesh. That means some of y'all are having that experience too. Oh, they always want me to share. I described how at that higher level, there's no preference, but in the human part, there can be strong preference on the path of light or dark. One shift that's been subtly happening in me since I started connection to this unconditional love level is my human self is also getting a little more that way, seeing that even when there's challenge or conflict at a higher level, things are exactly as they need to be. Becoming feeling less need to go fix that thing or make that change in the physical world, but just sort of feeling what's unfolding and sometimes perceiving a higher purpose for it, perhaps, even if it looks messy or difficult. Least that's been my experience. One can still take all the action one needs to take if one is so called. Yeah, some of us are moving on to subtler realms, closer to that unconditional love energy. And if you feel yourself moving into those higher realms, just relax into it. I recommend just letting all that work itself out. I do not recommend pushing or trying to make anything happen from the ego. Let these levels run themselves is what works best for me. Relax and become. And you have free will and you can do what you want, but that's what I recommend. I'm sensing a wide diversity of experience among those of us here on the call, live or on the recording. If at any point, if I describe something and it's not your experience, just go with your experience. Please do not use effort to change what you're experiencing to try to make it match my description. Just go with your experience, please. Some of us are now moving into a very peaceful place indeed, higher level. Just be it. There's no human level understanding of these higher levels. Just be it, become it, merge with it, relax into it. Language doesn't work at these levels. I'm feeling a little bit of effort in the field. Anyone who's trying to make anything happen, I encourage you to relax out of that. Please just be with whatever is happening. If it's a challenging healing experience, just let it be challenging. You're at a certain level of consciousness. Just relax into that level. Don't strive to go higher. You'll be lifted there automatically as soon as you're ready. The more passive you are, the more benefit you'll get, and the better you'll support everyone doing this event live or on the recording. Remember, if you're on the recording, you're influencing the field just as much as if you had been on the live call. We all co-created together beyond time and space. If there's periods where I don't speak, I am very much present in the space holding. Just relax into whatever is happening for you. And if you've reached the level of unconditional love, where you just hold everything equally, and you're in complete acceptance of all that is, just relax into that. The energy is getting really deep. Just relax into it the best you can. Let it heal you or awaken you or take you deeper or whatever it's doing. Just go with it the best you can. Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit of effort in the field. I encourage you to relax completely. So run the whole list. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just chill. Relax. So you may now be feeling yourself as way bigger than your physical body. You may feel layers of yourself going deeper into the divine frequencies. Just rest with whatever you're experiencing. Okay, 10 minutes to go. And I'm feeling the beginning of a slow refocusing into the physical body. Once again, please don't make anything happen through effort. Just let it run itself. As these higher frequencies come into the physical body, you might shake or do any of the phenomena I described earlier as the energy is introduced and makes shifts throughout the field of your body. I recommend not trying to understand it, but just go with it. They're still integrating. Let's give them a moment longer. Wow. Like we're about halfway back. Keep relaxing into the process. Letting as much of this unconditional love or other higher awareness saturate your human self. Make it easier for your human personality to connect with these higher levels more consistently. That's touchdown for me, which should mean most of us are back. Take a moment before you open your eyes and just feel the body. See if it feels different than before we started our process. Mine certainly feels a whole lot more like divine energy and light. Deep peacefulness. All right. Thought we might even finish a little early. Yeah, one last moment. Feel how you feel compared to how you felt when we started. And let's close it up. Pachamama, Mama Kia.
We're a coach in thee, creature. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Thanks for doing it so powerfully and so quickly. Beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All righty, 41 minutes. All righty, this is officially done. If anyone needs to move along and do something else, feel free to depart, whether you're live or on the recording. And we're going to open it up for any questions or comments. This is bonus time, not restricted to the 45 minutes. No one's required to stay after this point. Unmuting is now permitted. So anyone who wishes to speak, to share their experience or ask a question, you can do that live. If you're on the live call, you can do it in the chat. And I would be, this is our first deliberately shorter event. I'd love some experiences. How was this? Do you like the shorter version? Do you miss the extra time we normally get with this event? So I'd love to know your experience if you're willing to share it. Apoorva says deep peacefulness, cooling energy. Nice.
Hi, it's Jane.
Hey, Jane.
I was just happy to, hi. I was just happy to sit again. I appreciate the meetings. Thank you. Thank you, Benjamin.
And your voice got really distorted there for a sec because of Zoom. Could you please repeat that last thing you said? Jane?
Hi, the internet sometimes is faulty here.
Yeah, I understand.
I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you, and I'm always grateful to sit, in the presence of the allies and the group and share that experience. So many thanks.
Oh, thank you. I heard all that that time. Thank you very much. Thanks for sharing.
Okay. Okay.
Anybody else have a comment or question? Lauren typed, thank you. I think 45 minutes is good timing. I like it. I needed to settle myself before the call. I was running around until the last minute and my mind kept racing. Ah, yes. Yeah, coming in calm is helpful if you can, for sure. But I very much appreciate you showing up anyway, Lauren. I'm feeling a deepening of the energy right now. And then Lauren typed thank you with a heart. Thank you. Thanks right back at you, Lauren. Anybody else with a question or comment? Jennifer says, wonderful experience, perfect timing. Sweet. Well, Phyllis typed, I tend to have busy days, so I appreciated the shorter time throughout the meditation. I felt like the Buddha and found that all my chakras were opening. Most extraordinary. Wow. Thanks for sharing that lovely experience, Phyllis. And Michelle typed, feel loving embrace. The shorter time works. All right. Good to know. Anybody else with a question or comment? Last call. Well, based on this feedback, we'll continue to do shorter events. That's great. Phyllis says, I tend to have nonstop mental activity. I found that putting my attention on breathing was helpful. Yes, that can be a very good technique for calming the mind. My own personal experience is if I can feel energy, that's even better. Just, you know, basically having a single-pointed focus on something that's sensation. Breath is sensation. Feeling energy moving is sensation. I find that I'll go with sensation, even over breath, if I can. So if you haven't tried that yet, Phyllis, I'd be curious to see if attention to sensation in the body or in the larger energy bodies is any more or less effective than breath awareness. Anybody else? Phyllis raised her hand. Phyllis, just type or talk. Feel free. Feel free to talk if you wish. But you will need to unmute yourself. I think I see your hands moving, but I hear nothing. You need to hit that little microphone.
Here we are.
There you go.
Okay. There I am. I started off with tingling all over.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like goose pimples all over. And then it felt as though my head was being filled with light.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of went down my body. It went first to my heart. And then it was expansive. And I was feeling like waves of energy, like opening different parts of me. And then what was quite extraordinary is that it felt as though all my chakras were opening, because all of a sudden I was aware of my fifth chakra opening. And that was kind of, you know, it's usually the pineal that I
right.
feel light with and the heart energy. But the fifth chakra was kind of like a little shocking. And then I just kind of allowed it to go down my body. So I was feeling, but I was also kind of thinking about, oh, this is quite extraordinary. This, maybe I should do this. So, I mean, you know, my mind was going at the same time I was feeling sensations.
Sure. Yeah, all that can be running at the same time. It's just, for me, it's a question of if all these things are happening, what am I choosing to focus on? So in that scenario, I would not try to stop the mind. I wouldn't try to stop any imagery that's occurring naturally. But
oh,
I would,
you don't.
Oh, no. That would be futile, because what you resist persists. But you obviously have plenty of sensation happening, right? You're describing all these feeling of chakras opening and energy moving and all that.
Right. Yeah, I was very aware of all of that.
So, and if I were you, I would just, okay, all it's here, but I'm going to put my focus on the feeling. And all those thoughts are welcome, but they're going to be chattering in the background, doing their own thing. I'm not going to feed them any of my attention. They're welcome back.
So it's okay to do both at the same time.
Well, it's all doing itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not doing thought. Thought is doing itself.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I could also feel you in the field.
Well, yeah,
but
I hope so.
We went along, it kind of expanded.
I'm sorry, what was the last bit?
I said I could feel you in the field, and also you were going to a higher level. It's like you're silence was taking you to a higher level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my job is to be in the field, you know, helping to hold the container along with everyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm, yeah, I have to be in the
yeah,
field.
well, I was feeling you expanding.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Anyway,
do you understand the key distinction I'm making? If thought is present and feeling is present, if you're focusing on the feeling,
okay,
it's not a problem that the thought is there. It can be chattering away on its own in the background. But if that which you are is focusing on sensation, I believe you're going to have a more vivid and helpful experience in the inner worlds, because thought cannot go to the higher levels. Thought is restricted to the mental field, which isn't even at the spiritual levels yet.
I studied with Barbara Brennan, and there's different levels of mental.
Okay.
But anyway, my mind keeps on going, and I was getting it to stop with breathing.
So again, that is an effort-based practice. Do you see what I'm
right.
saying? So again, there's nothing wrong with that, and you can do whatever you want. But what I would invite you to try is when all that's happening, what if you just relax into complete passivity and simply put the focus, if anywhere, is just on sensation, either the body sensation, or if you have awareness of your energetic being at other levels, notice that.
That was happening too, but then my mind would say, oh, yes, I'm experiencing this
Okay.
expansion.
Which is fine, but notice that it's a part of you doing that, the mental part, but you don't have to feed that wolf.
Okay.
That, remember, the thought arose, you didn't make that thought happen. That thought arose spontaneously of its own accord, right?
Yeah, an awareness.
Yeah.
The higher awareness then allowed my mind to say, oh, yeah, I'm expanding.
Right. And that's fine. And the mind can comment all at once. But what I'm saying is be the presence, be the experience of the energy. And if you're relaxing into that awareness, I believe you're going to have a deeper and more helpful inner experience than if you're
okay.
focusing on mentality, which I don't think gets to the highest levels that your pure experiencing can get to. Does that make sense?
It's pretty high, but
yeah.
My brain does.
And again, there's no problem with your brain doing what it's doing. That's fine. We'd fight,
okay.
we resist nothing, but we can focus where we choose.
I got it.
Is it making any sense?
Yeah, because I do focus there, and then it hits me. Wow, that's kind of interesting, all that light in my body. And I was really feeling like the Buddha with the little thing on top.
Nice.
Anyway.
Yeah. Now you're having some very powerful experience. And again, this is just what I'm called to share and the way I'm guided to
Right.
this stuff. And if you want to use the Barbara Brennan stuff and that works for you, more power to you. No
Yeah.
problem. You
Okay.
know, but you know what my own path has been, you know, I'm 63. I've been on the spiritual path since I was 17 years old. You know, I've been doing this a while.
Evan.
And most of my time was spent doing effort-based practices where you made things happen and you focused and you restricted things and you made other things happen. And you know, I got to a certain level, but once I started learning, oh my God, if I just let Benjamin rest and I let my higher self take care of everything, and if Benjamin's doing anything, his only job in this kind of context is to choose where to focus. But even that focus is done with the absolute minimum effort needed to feel, which is a tiny little teeny bit of effort compared to what most people do. What I find is that, you know, the less Benjamin does in order to let it happen, the more space I leave for my higher self, my divine allies, to do things for Benjamin that Benjamin could never hope to do for himself.
That's interesting, allowing other beings or whatever to do it for you, because I'm
Yeah.
so, I do it myself.
Right. And
To allow other people to do it is, or
well, no,
beings.
it's
Or,
not other people. It's higher parts of you. It's all
right.
You. There's only you here. There's only God. God is one, and it pretends to be different things, right? But what I've learned is, you know, Benjamin has certain abilities, but he's only human. And there's only so much any human can do in terms of, you know, this is just my belief. You know, my higher self can awaken Benjamin a gazillion times better than Benjamin could hope to awaken himself. My higher self can heal Benjamin a gazillion times better than Benjamin could ever hope to heal himself. And it's me,
Thank you.
one level up.
Yeah. I'm hearing you.
And
I'm
so
hearing you.
I delegate to the higher me what it does better than the lower me does. And for me, that is way more effective than any ego-based practice I've ever done. And I've done quite a few. But again, don't take my word for anything. You know, if you want to try my approach and see how well it works, then judge for yourself whether this technique or something else is better for you. So we're all wired differently, and we all have different needs and preferences.
Every once in a while, I would strengthen what we did by saying that to myself, I would say, maximum unconditional immersion. or something like that, for that serves as good. And it was as though I was enhancing it again. It was like I would do that, and then it would make it stronger, and then like the field or the light would just kind of like wave out more as I allowed that unconditional love to be present.
Exactly. Yeah, the ego requests and the higher self delivers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel it.
Okay.
But the comment I'll make on what you said is, I have learned that I only have to do the invocation once in the process.
Yeah, I kind of made it stronger by doing it more
but
than
again,
once.
Play with yourself. Now, the one variation for me is, if sometimes this one thing I will repeat is the phrase, I am that I am. And for some reason, doing that three times is very helpful for me when I need to reinforce my divinity lightly.
I kind of like the idea of feeling unconditional love. It was like, and so that idea was just making me expand more or feel it more. It was, or it was kind of like a happy feeling, like, oh, wow, unconditional love. This is great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it sounds like I'm getting there. Well done.
Yeah.
And if you get there a little bit different than my, the way I teach it, then I'm, you know, as long as you get there, well done. Who cares how?
Well, thank you for taking us all there. Thank you, allies. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, everybody else. Thank you, higher self.
Yeah, cool. And I'm going to definitely note this discussion in the show notes, or the episode notes, because this is a juicy, I mean, someone, Lauren typed here, this conversation with Benjamin and Phyllis is super helpful. Thank you both. I agree. You know, I love being able to bounce these ideas around with you, Phyllis. And you are clearly a very advanced being. You go deep, and you've had some pretty powerful awakening, obviously. So kudos on whatever's gotten you there.
A lot of work and effort.
Yeah.
And also, I think to some extent, we're born with that love connection.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all have it. It's our essence. The question is, can we access it from the human level, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're helping.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, to whatever degree what I teach helps you, go for it. And to whatever degree you have something else that works better, do that other thing, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just find what works for you.
I'm feeling like I've talked enough, so.
No, you've been super. I really appreciate your insights. I think this has been a really juicy exchange that other members will benefit from. So thank you for showing up and talking, Phyllis.
Yeah. Thank
Anytime.
you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, let me see if I missed anything in the chat. Oh, Jennifer typed, I had a vision while releasing it. I became a sailboat dumping ballast into the ocean's depths and sailed off fast and free. It disappeared quickly. Ooh, I love it. Yeah, that's obviously a metaphor for dumping heavy energy. Yeah, great. That's a beautiful vision, Jennifer. Thanks. All right, let's see if I missed anything else. If anything else lower? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Richard said, beautiful Benjamin, thanks, regarding the conversation. Okay, we're down to just a handful of folks on the call. Anyone else got a question or comment? I guess not. I think we're done. The elders are saying, best of. We'll put it in the best of list. All right, sweet. Thanks, everybody. This has been delightful, super grateful, and all in under an hour total. Well done. All right, that's our last event for this week. We'll have more coming up next week, of course. Big blessings to all of you live and on the recording. So grateful that you're part of Awakening Plus. Thanks for coming together and making this amazing field. We all do it together. And I'm so grateful each and every one of you is here. Good night.